Hallelujah. May the peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the brothers and sisters always.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名开始今晚的聚会，愿神的恩惠与平安与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
The topic for this evening's mutual encouragement is going up to the temple of God with gladness.
今晚的题目是欢喜快乐上神的殿。
There was someone in the history found in the Bible that really liked to go up to the temple of God.
在圣经里，圣经的历史里面，曾经有人非常喜欢上神的殿。
So he said, when people tell me, let us go to the temple of God, he is overfilled with gladness.
因此他写诗说，人对我说，我们往主神的殿去，我就欢喜。
What is the reason why this person really want to go up to the house of God?
这个人为什么那么渴望去到神的殿呢?
Because in the Old Testament time, that is the house of God is the place where God made his dwelling with men.
因为在旧约时代，圣殿是神的所在之处，能够与人相会的地方。
So people would come to the house of God and make sacrifices to God.
因此人们会到神的殿来向神献祭。
When people have a sorrowful heart, when people have really something they need, they will come to the house of God and pray to God, sometimes even in tears.
当人有忧伤痛苦的时候，或者是有事情要向神请求的时候，他们就会来到神的殿流泪祷告。
Like Hannah came to the house of God to pray with tears.
像是哈拿，她就在圣殿里面流泪向神祈求。
And like Hannah, many people at the house of God, they experience God's presence.
然后正如同哈拿，也许多人也在会堂里面得到许多神的应许。
Their prayer was answered.
神回应了他们的祷告。
Their heart received peace.
他们心里得着平安。
Their heart received joy.
他们心里得着喜乐。
And that is the same reason why a lot of us like or find gladness coming to the house of God today.
同样的，今天我们也是为了同样的原因来欢喜快乐的来到神的殿。
Many of us has very good experience coming to the house of God.
因为当我们来到会堂的时候，我们体验到神的美好。
Many of us receive Holy Spirit while we pray in the house of God.
有许多人在会堂祷告的时候得到圣灵。
Most people receive the Holy Spirit in SSCs, spiritual convocations.
许多人是在学生灵恩会和灵恩布道、灵恩会的时候得到圣灵。
So this is a place we really experience God's existence.
因此我们是在会堂里面来感受到神的同在。
This is the place where we really experience the power of God.
然后我们也常在会堂里面能够体验到神的大能。
So we really like and enjoy coming to the house of God.
所以我们很喜欢来到会堂里面。
The Bible tells us when we come to the house of God, what are some of the requirements?Or some of the things that we have to be mindful when we come to the house of God.
但是圣经提醒我们，当我们来到会堂的时候，必须要注意一些事情。
In order to continue to come to the house of God with joy, there are a few points that we must be careful of when we come here.
那为了能够让我们能够保持着欢喜快乐的心来会堂，我们必须要记得下面这几件事。
Let us take a look at Ecclesiastes.
我们请翻开传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
传道书五章第一节。
Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools.For they do not know that they do evil.
第五章第一节，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭，他本不知所做的是恶。
So here are a few pointers for us to keep as we come to the house of God.
所以这边提醒我们几件事情。
How does God want us to come here to worship Him? In what way?
神希望我们存怎样的心来到会堂里呢？
First, we have to watch our steps,
首先,
or walk prudently.
首先我们要谨慎脚步。
Second, we have to come here and draw near to listen, to thirst, and to desire for the word of God.
第二个，我们要存渴慕的心进前听神的道理。
And thirdly, we do not want to offer the sacrifice of the fool.
第三个，不要献上愚昧人的祭。
So walk prudently or watch our step is to, for us to remind our attitude when we come to the house of God.
当所谓谨慎脚步，就是说我们必须要查验我们敬拜神的心态跟态度。
We have to remind ourselves where we are and what kind of attitudes, what kind of behavior we are to have when we are here in the house of God.
当我们来到会堂的时，来到神的家的时候，我们要提醒自己，我们今天身在何处，我们要如何来谨言慎行。
In the Bible, when a person come to the sacred place, there are two symbolic actions.
所以在过在旧约时代，当人来到圣所的时候，有两个有预表性的一个行为。
The first is they take off their shoes.
第一个是他们脱下他们的鞋子。
And second is they put on some kind of a special garment as they come to serve God.
第二就是他们服侍神的时候必须要穿上特别的衣服。
So one time when Moses was shepherding in the wilderness, he saw a sight that was marvelous.
有一次摩西在牧羊的时候，他看见一个异象。
He saw the bush was burning with fire.
他看见荆棘着火。
As he drew near to take a look, the voice of God said to him, Moses, take off your shoes, for you are standing on the sacred ground.
但是当摩西去观看荆棘着火这个异象的时候，神却对摩西说，摩西，脱下你的鞋子，因为你在圣地。
Same thing with Joshua, when he was near where God was, God told him, Joshua, take down your shoes, for you are standing on the sacred ground.
同样的，当约书亚他遇见神的时候，神也对他说，约书亚，你将你的鞋子脱下，因为你人在圣地上。
So what does it mean, taking off the shoes in the sacred ground?
因此，在圣地上将鞋子脱下的意思是什么呢？
Does that mean today when we come to the church, we have to take off our shoes?
那表示说我们来会堂聚会的时候必须将鞋子脱下来吗？
Let us think about what does it mean for Moses and Joshua when they have to take off their shoes.
然后我们现在是想说摩西跟约书亚为什么要将他的鞋子脱下？
Moses and Joshua, they were in the wilderness when God asked them to take off their shoes.
摩西和约书亚他们是在旷野的时候被神要求将鞋子脱下。
In the wilderness, there were stones, there were thorn bushes. It was a lot of obstacles on the road. If without shoes, they cannot move about freely.
在旷野有许多的石头跟荆棘，如果没有穿上鞋子的话，没有办法自由的行动。
So it is to say, when a person come to the sacred ground, do not move about freely.
所以换句话说，当人来到圣地的时候，是不可以随便走动的。
You have to show some kind of constraint.
我们必须要表示一些限制。
And this is actually quite difficult for the people today.
对我们今天的人来讲，要做一些自我限制是相当困难的。
Because what we want, we want to have it right away.
因为现代人的想法是我要马上就要得到。
Where we want to go, we just hop onto the car and then we drive.
不管我们想去哪里，上了车就马上开到了。
What we want to buy, we can quickly order online and then they can deliver it the very next day.
如果我们想要买个东西，上网邮购，明天就会送到家门口。
So it is difficult for us to quiet down, to stay in one place and do not move for a while.
因此要我们在一个地方安静的坐着，不要随便乱动是非常难的。
But that is exactly what God wanted us to do as we come to the house of God to observe the Sabbath.
然而这却是神要我们在安息日来到会堂里守安息日聚会时应有的态度。
Let's take a look at Isaiah.
我们请翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah 58.
58章。
Isaiah 58,
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节。
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways,Not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
以赛亚书五十八章十三节：你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称主神的圣日为可尊重的，并且尊重这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
And let us continue to verse 14, the first part.
继续读第十四节。
Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
你就以主神为乐。
So how do we find joy in the Lord?
那我们要如何以主神为乐呢？
How do we find delight and gladness when we come to the house of God?
当我们来到神的殿的时候，如何得着喜乐呢？
It is very simple.
方法很简单。
When we come here, then we do not do our own ways, not doing our own ways, nor finding our own pleasures, nor speaking our own words.
当我们来到圣殿的时候，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
It's just like Moses and Joshua in the wilderness take off their sandals.
就如同摩西和约书亚在旷野将鞋子脱下。
They cannot move about as they wish.
他们不可以随己意随便移动。
They have to stay in one place.
他们必须安静地站在一个地方。
And then listen to what God has to say to them.
然后仔细聆听神要对他们说的话。
So when we come to church today, this is exactly what we have to do.
所以今天我们来到神的殿的时候，我们也当如此。
But when we look at these things, we feel it's like a burden.
但是当我们看这段经文的时候，可能会觉得这是一个压力。
We feel it's a restraint.
我们觉得对我们有限制。
We feel it is uncomfortable.
我们感到难受。
But actually, if we were to follow exactly like what the Bible says, instead of a burden, it is actually something that is will set us free.
然而，如果我们按着圣经来的话语来做的话，这不会是成为一个重担，反倒是能够让我们得着自由的一个方法。
This is actually the key in receiving the true rest and the true joy on the Sabbath day.
这是让我们能够在安息日得到真正喜乐和真正安息的方法。
There was a brother who always liked to go out during the lunch break, on the Sabbath.
有位弟兄在安息日的中午用餐时间喜欢到外面用餐。
Because some church their lunch break, 2 hours, or some church even 3 hours.In between the morning service and the afternoon service.
因为有些教会他们中午休息的时间可能从2小时到3小时都有。
So he feel he need to get the best use out of his time.
所以这位弟兄觉得说他要好好善用这个教会聚会中场休息时间。
So every Sabbath lunch he would go out somewhere to do his own business.
所以他会利用中餐的时间去到外面做自己的事情。
One time, there was this new cell phone that came out that he really wanted to get.
有一天，刚好有新型手机上市，他很想要拿到那只手机。
So Saturday, right after the service ends, he didn't even go to the love meal. He just went straight to buy the cell phone.
所以因此有一次安息日上午聚会结束之后，他连爱餐都没吃，就冲去市场要去买那新手机。
There were so many people who wanted that new cell phone.
那时候有许多人在抢购这种新手机。
So the line was very long.
因此有大排长龙。
It took him a long time to finally get the cell phone.
他排队排了很久才买到手机。
And by the time he got the cell phone, it's almost start the service.
当他买到手机的时候，下午的聚会已经开始了。
So he quickly tried to rush back to church.
所以他就赶着回教会。
And accidentally he bumped into somebody.
然后他碰巧遇到了另外一个人。
He bumped into somebody.
他撞到一个人。
It was not very serious.
然后其实也没什么大不了的。
But then he thought to himself, why would this happen?
然后他就想说为什么会有这样的事情发生
呢？ He think maybe it's God trying to remind him not to do other business during the Sabbath.
或许他想说神可能在提醒他不要在安息日去办理自己的事情。
So because he was afraid that God will continue to punish him, so for the next little while, many, many weeks, he always stay inside, he always stay in the church and does not go out.
因为他很怕他撞到车，撞到的那个人会找他的麻烦。
He was afraid that God would punish him again if he were to go out, so he always stay in church going forward in a few months.
因为他很怕神会再处罚他，所以他接下来几个安息日都留在会堂，不敢出去。
And when he was restraining himself to stay in the church,
当他限制自己的行动留在会堂的时候，
he realized something.
他明白一件事。
He realized he really enjoyed the Sabbath much more.
他发现说他能更加的享受安息日。
Because previously in the morning service, when the sermon giver is speaking, he's already thinking about what he's going to do during lunchtime.
因为在过去，当安息日的 上午聚会讲员刚开始说话的时候，他的心已经在思想说聚会后要做什么。
And afternoon, even though he always come back for service, but he always very rush, and sometimes he's even late to the service.
虽然说他能够回到教会参加下午的安息日聚会，但是他有的时候可能会迟到，或者他的心根本静不下来。
So by the time he calmed down his heart, the service is about to conclude.
Yeah, 所以许多时候，当他能够静下心来的时候，聚会已经快结束。
So his previous experience of Sabbath service was always very rush and not too much edification.
因为因此他发现他过去的安息日的聚会经验是非常的赶，而且是没有办法满足他的。
But he just comes because he feels it's the right thing to do.
然后但是他来教会只是觉得来教会是对的。
But now it's different.
但现在不同了。
He feels, wow, this experience of staying in church and just wholeheartedly focus on church really is different from before.
他发现说当他能够专心全心的在教会守安息日之后，他的属灵的经验完全不同。
He feels when he stays in church and focuses on sermon, he gets much more out of the sermon.
当他发现他能够全心的留在会堂里专心聚会，他可以得到更多的恩典。
He feels staying in church after the lunchtime, have fellowship with brother and sister, it's pretty good too.
他发现说留在教会一起跟弟兄姐妹团契也是很好的事。
So after a while, he continued to just stay in church on Sabbath.
所以之后他在中午教会的中午休息时间就留在会堂不出去了。
It is not because he's afraid that if he were to go out, God would punish him again.
因为他再不再害怕说神会处罚他。
He stayed in church is out of his own will because he realized this is the proper way to worship God in heaven.
因为他决定他自己决定要留在会堂守安息日，因为他发现这是守安息日的正确的方法。
This is the correct way in which we can receive gladness and joy when we come to the church of house of God.
他发现这是当他是我们来到神的殿能够得着喜乐和满足的秘诀。
So walk prudently has to do with taking off our sandals. That means put our burdens of the world outside and do not worry about it until the Sabbath is over.
所以当我们说脱下鞋子来，它的意思就是说，我们将我们世上的重担放在一边，就专心的在会堂，在神的殿里享受神的安息日。
And the second symbolic action is when the priest come to the house of God. God required them to put on special garments before they can serve God properly.
然后另外一个来安息日的预表动作，就是如同祭司当他们要献祭的时候，他们必须穿祭司的制服来。
Let's take a look at Leviticus.
我们请翻开利未记。
Leviticus chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8 verse 7 to 9.
第七节到第九节。利未记八章七节到九节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And he put...the tunic on him, girded him with a sash, clothed him with a rope, and put the ephod on him. And he girded him with the intricately woven band of the ephod, and tied the ephod on him. Verse 8.
第八节。
Then he put the breastplate on him, and he put the urim and thummim.In the breastplate, verse 9.
第九节。
And he put the turban on his head, and on the turban, on the front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So the Lord commanded Moses to tell the priests to dress up properly as they come to do their service and to worship him.
所以在这边，神吩咐摩西，要祭司必须穿戴整齐，然后。穿饰合宜才能够到圣殿来敬拜神。
They cannot just wear any type of casual clothing when they come to worship God.
祭司不可以随便穿着就来到圣殿敬拜神。
God very specifically asked them to put on all these requirements from the inner garment to the outer garment to the turban and even to the crown that was placed in front of the turban.
相反的，神很仔细的交代说，祭司必须穿内袍、外袍、以弗德，甚至要戴上冠冕才可以来侍奉神。
So let us think about why does God require these things of the high priest as he come to worship?
所以让我们来一同思考，神为什么要大祭司穿着这样的一个制服来侍奉神
？It is to remind the high priest what he is going to do.
因为这是要提醒大祭司他接下来要做的事情是什么。
As he is putting on these special garments, he is continually reminding himself, I am going to serve the living God.
因为当大祭司一将这些制服一件一件穿上的时候，他就提醒自己，我将要侍奉那永生的神。
It is using these outer requirements, reminding the inner attitude of a person.
所以神透过这些外在的仪式来提醒人的内心要如何预备自己敬拜神。
And in fact, as a human being, we are very easily influenced by the way we dress.
然后实际上我们人会受我们的穿着所影响
Even sometimes without us noticing it as well
有的时候我们自己也 不自觉衣服对我们的影响
And there was a brother who was working in the customer service industry
然后有位弟兄他是在客服部门服务的
And he has to make phone calls to contact his clients
他必须要打电话跟他的顾客联络
But the boss always asked him to dress up very formally
然而他的老板却要求他必须要着正式的服装上班
Even more formal than when he actually goes out to visit the clients
甚至比他出门拜访顾客时所穿着的更加的正式
So he was wondering, I don't even see them, why do I have to dress up so formally?
所以有时候他想说我又没有看接触客户为什么要穿得这么正式呢
They can't see what I'm wearing
他也看不到从电话中也看不见我的穿着打扮
But the boss tell him the customer can actually hear what about how well you dress
然后但是老板却对他说顾客可以听得出你的穿着
When a person dress up more formally the way how he talks is a little bit different
因为当人穿着正式的时候他的谈吐会不一样
There was a high school student who went on finding a volunteer experience work
然后曾经有位高中生，他去寻找义工的工作机会。
He found a volunteer opportunity with the police.
他跟一位警察，那里找到一个义工的机会。
So he is to follow the police officer when they go out to patrol.
所以当警察出外巡逻的时候，他就可以跟着警察一同巡逻。
And they gave him a set of uniform too.
然后这位警察也给这位义工一套制服。
And this young boy's mother said, when my son put up the uniform, he become a different person.
然后甚至这位高中生的妈妈说，当我儿子穿上这套警察的制服的警察义工的制服的时候，他整个人都变了。
When he speaks, it's louder.
他说话大声的。
When the way how he walks different too.
他走路的样子也不同了。
So really, a lot of times we are very influenced by the way we dress, sometimes even without us realizing it.
所以我们有的时候真的是受我们服装穿着的打扮影响很大。
So and this special clothing that is for the priest, there is actually one very special function.
然后祭司他所穿这些特殊的制服有一个特别的功能。
Now let's take a look at Exodus.
我们请翻开出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 28.
二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28, verse 33 to 35.
出埃及记二十八章三十三节到三十五节。
Exodus 28, verse 33.
出埃及记二十八章三十三节。
And upon its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and bells of gold between them all around.
34. 34节
A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe all around.
35. 35节
And it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers.And its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he may not die. There is one very special feature that is hanging off this priestly garment, that is the golden bells.
在这祭司的衣袍当中有个特色就是他的衣摆上面绣着许多的金铃铛。
And this golden bell is to make sound as he move about or as he do his service to God.
所以当祭司在行走或者是侍奉神的时候，就会这些金铃铛就会发出声音。
Many people have different type of explanations.
许多人对这件事情有不同的解释。
Some people say this is a sound of praise, sound of thanksgiving, as we should have as we serve God.
有人说这金铃铛的声音可能是赞美感谢赞美神的声音
But I think this golden bell, the sound that it makes is to remind the priest where he is and what he is doing
但是我个人觉得这个金铃铛的声音是要提醒祭司他人在哪里正做什么事。
Wherever he moves, this golden bell will sound.
因为他的每个举动都会引起这个金铃铛的响声。
And he is constantly reminded that he is serving the true and living God right now.
所以这铃铛的声音提醒他，他正在侍奉着那又真又活的神。
So this priest, before they can come to serve God, or as they come to the house of God, they dress up very, very appropriately.
所以当祭司他们要侍奉，要到圣所侍奉神的时候，他们必须穿上他们的衣袍。
So what can we learn from this?
那我们从祭司穿衣袍这件事情可以学到什么呢？
If we prepare and dress up well to come to church, actually it's also a preparation of our heart.
如果我们准备穿着合一的来到教会，我们同时也预备我们的心。
And so this is the thing that we see in the pioneering area, such as Africa.
然后我们可以在那个
开拓区
像是非洲的地方可以看出来。
Our dear brother and sister in Africa, when they go to church, they really go with a heart of gladness.
然后在开拓区的弟兄姐妹，他们来到会堂的时候是欢喜快乐心来的。
And they wear their absolute best when they come to the house of God.
他们会穿上他们最好的衣裳来会堂敬拜神。
But what is the adornment or the clothing that God would like to see when we come to the house of God?
那神所要看到我们来教会的服装跟穿着打扮是什么呢？
Is it very expensive clothing?
是要穿着很昂贵的衣服吗？
Is it very precious stones?
或者是有一些珠宝呢？
Let's take a look at 1 Peter.
我们请翻开彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 4.
第三章第三节到第四节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Verse 4.
第四节。
Rather, let it be with the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beautyof a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
好，彼得前书三章第三节，你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。第四节，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
When we come to the church of God, we are here to meet Him.
当我们来到神的会堂的时候，我们是来这里与神相会。
What does God want us to wear? What does He want to see us wear when we come here?
当我们来到圣殿的时候，神希望看到我们穿着打扮怎样呢？
Of course, if we dress up formally, we really prepare coming, He is very happy.
当然，如果说我们能够盛装来会堂，神看了也会高兴。
But what is more important is the adornment that we have inwardly.
但是神所看重的是我们内心的装饰。
Here it says, incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
在第四节提到说是在内心存着长久温柔安静的心。
A gentle and quiet spirit.
温柔安静的心。
This is so deep within. How can people tell?
然后这是我们内在非常内心深处一般人看不见的特质。
How can people tell? We say a man's heart is like a deep well.
有人说男人的心如深井。
How people cannot see inside?
因为人看不见人内心深处。
But actually from a person's speech, people can tell what is inside his heart.
但是我们就能够透过人的言语来看出他的内心在想什么。
In the book of James, it described the person like a spring.
在雅各书提到说，一个人的言语就好像是一个泉源。
Right. The person is like a spring, and his words is like the water that is gushing out of the spring.
一个人就如同一个井，然后他的话语就是从井里所出的水。
So whatever kind of person he is,That's the kind of water that will come out.
然后，所以一个人的为人处事，就从他所井里所出的水就可以判断出来。
So having a quiet and gentle spirit, naturally this person's word will be gentle and seasoned with salt.
所以一个纯长久纯温柔安静的心的这个人，他所说出的话如同盐，能够调和人。
And that is the adornment that Lord Jesus Christ would like us to put on when we come to the house of God.
这也就是神所喜悦人所穿戴的装饰。
The quiet and gentle spirit with quiet and gentle words.
也就是温柔安静的心，还有温良的言语。
If every person come to church dressed in this peaceful and quiet spirit,
如果每个人能够带着温柔安静 的心来到教会，
If everything that we speak is seasoned with salt, just like the way how Lord Jesus Christ would like us to do,
如果我们所说的话如同盐，能够调和众人，如同耶稣一样。
Then the church will be a place that is very warm and harmonious.
那教会将会成为一个非常温暖而和谐的地方。
When people come to church, they'll feel like they have when come home.
然后当人来到会堂的时候，感觉好像回家了。
This will be the place where people's heart will want to go.
这就是人心所向往的地方。
And whenever they hear, "Let us go up to church," their heart will be filled.With gladness.
当他们听到说，让我们一同去教会，他们的心就会充满喜乐。
So be prudent when we come to the house of God.
所以因此我们来到会堂的时候，我们要谨慎脚步。
Take off the shoes and put on this garment that Lord Jesus Christ would like us to put on.
脱下我们的鞋子，并且穿上神所喜悦的装饰。
Let us come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
我们请翻回传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书五章第一节
Verse 1
第一节
Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
五章第一节你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Here it says, draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools.
圣经说，近前听胜过愚昧人献祭。
There is a church that regularly during service time, there's always very few members that comes to church.
然后有一间教会，他们在聚会时间的信徒都很少。
So even though the building is pretty big, the worship hall is pretty big, but it's also...Always very few people.
虽然他们有很大的会堂，但是信徒总是寥寥无几。
But at least once in a year, the church will be filled up.
但是一年当中总会有一次，整个会堂会坐满人。
That is during the spiritual convocation.
那也就是灵恩会的时候。
Many people like to come to church on the day of spiritual convocation.
许多人都会在灵恩会的那一天来到会堂。
But they are not here because they really seek the spiritual blessings.
但是他们来并不是不是来寻求属灵的恩典。
They come because they are here to make offerings.
因为他们来是为了要奉献。
They feel God has protected them throughout the year.
因为他觉得说神已经一年保护他们平安。
So they should come and offer their thanksgiving to God.
因此他们要在灵恩会这一天来献上他们感恩奉献。
Of course, offering is very important and is very good in the eyes of God.
当然，奉献在神眼是件好事情，也在神眼中也是件美事。
But there is one more thing that is even more important than making an offering.
然而，有一件事情是当我们在献祭的时候要更注意的。
More important, which is to draw near to hear.
那也就是当我们来献祭的时候，我们是要来亲近神。
That is when we come to the house of God, our focus should be on hearing the word of God.
因为当我们来到圣殿、来到会堂来的时候，我们重要的是要来敬虔听神的道理。
Offering can represent many things.
献祭可以代表许多不同的事。
It's not only the offering of money, but offering of our time, which is service, which is holy work.
不单只是金钱的奉献，也可能是时间的奉献，来奉献时间来聚会，或者是来做圣工。
But here it tells us, before we offer our time, before we offer our money, before we serve, the first thing that we need to do is to draw near to hear, that is to love to hear the word of God.
但是这边却告诉我们，当我们在奉献金钱、时间，甚至侍奉之前，我们必须要先来到会堂里聆听神的道理。
The basic fundamental thing to do when we come to worship God is to hear the word of God.
我们来到会堂里最基本、最重要的事情就是要来听神的道。
This must be something that we like to do.
这必须是听神的道理，必须是我们喜欢做的事。
When God gave the law, statutes, all these wonderful things for the Israelites to keep.
然后，所以当神给以色列人各种不同福气，然后或者是律法来保来来持守的时候
，Moses tell the Israelites, first thing is.Hear, O Israel.
所以摩西在颁布律法的时候，一直说以色列啊，你要听。
This is most important.
这是最重要的。
Because without hearing the word of God, our service sometimes may not be so pleasing to God.
因为如果我们没有专心听明白神的道理的话，我们的侍奉、我们的奉献可能没有办法得着神的喜悦。
Aaron.Two sons of Aaron, when they come to serve God,
亚伦的两个儿子，他们要侍奉神。
They put on the priestly garments like Moses had instructed them.
他们穿上摩西所吩咐的祭司衣袍。
But when they come to serve God, they offered profane fire, which was not instructed by the Lord.
然而他们来到圣所，却献上燔火，得到神的怒气。
So the Lord punished them, and they died.
所以神当场处罚他们就死了。
So even though they try to do something good,
虽然他们试着要做好事，
even though they try to make a service to God,
虽然他们想要为神来服侍，
but because they did not listen,
但他们没有听明白道理，
then their service is not so good in the eyes of God.
所以他们的服侍就不得着神的喜悦。
So coming, to the presence of God, hearing the word is most important.
因此，我们来到神的殿，最重要的事情就是要敬虔听神的道理。
Let us take a look at the Gospel according to Luke.
我们请翻开路加福音。
Luke chapter 10.
第十章。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 onward.
路加福音十章三十八节。
Here Jesus come to a town, which is very friendly town.
然后这边耶稣他来到一个小城。
Then the people here welcome Jesus.
这边的人非常的友善，欢迎耶稣。
In fact, they receive him to their house and want to treat him very well.
实际上有一个家庭甚至邀请耶稣到他的家庭家里面坐来招待耶稣。
Let's start from verse 38.
我们请从三十八节看起。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village.And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, verse 39.
39节。
And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, 40.
40节。
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me, 41.
41节。
And Jesus answered and said to her,Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. 42.
42节。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So here we can see a very loving family that welcomed Jesus to their home.
在这边我们看到一个非常充满爱心的家庭接待耶稣。
Martha is a very loving person.
马大是个充满爱心的姐妹。
He saw Jesus preaching from village to village, so must be very tired.
她看见耶稣在不同的村庄传福音，一定累了。
So she invited Jesus to her home.
所以她邀请耶稣到她家里休息。
And she is very diligent.
然后她是个非常辛勤工作的人。
She has very high expectation of herself.
她对自我要求极高。
She wants to do a very wonderful service to follow Jesus Christ.
她想要为主耶稣献上最好的一个接待。
So when what she is doing did not meet her expectation, she is very worried.
因此，当她发现她所做的达不到她自己的期待的要求的时候，她就担忧了。
So because she is worried and troubled, so she come to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她的心里忙乱，所以她就来到神面主耶稣面前。
And she complained.
她就抱怨了。
Ask Lord Jesus Christ to send her sister Mary to help.
他求主耶稣将他的妹妹差派过去帮他。
Sometimes when a person who does not listen to the teaching of the Bible and just focus on work.
所以当一个人他没有办法专心圣经的道理，只努力的去做事。
When a person engages in holy work without cultivating himself properly in the Word of God.
如果一个人投入圣工却没有在真道上面来灵修自己。
Sometimes he will meet obstacles, and then he will lose the joy in serving.
那他的侍奉将会遇到困难，甚至失去了侍奉当中的喜乐。
Maybe he will feel it is very unfair.
或许他会觉得这是不公平的。
How come I'm the only one that is left to do this holy work?
为什么我只有我一个人，只剩我一个人在做圣工？
And then he become very frustrated.
然后他会非常的沮丧。
And when he become very frustrated, he started to complain.
当他人感到沮丧，他就开始抱怨。
Maybe complain to the people around him.
也许他跟他生活周遭的人来抱怨。
And maybe complain to God.
或者是跟神抱怨。
So originally, this is a very good thing, the holy work.
起初做圣工是一件美事。
But once people start to become frustrated, start to complain, then it's not so good.
但一旦人开始灰心，甚至抱怨，这件美事就不再美了。
So let's take a look at carefully what Jesus said here.
所以我们来仔细看耶稣在这边怎么对马大说。
Lastly, Jesus said to Martha, the last part here is that Mary has chosen the good part, which cannot be taken away from her.
但耶稣却说，玛利亚已选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So there is a good part that cannot be taken away.
那是上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
In other words, there are other parts which is also pretty good, but can be taken away.
换句话说，一定有另外一个部分也是好的，但是会被人夺走的。
So doing the holy work in church, it will be remembered by our Lord in heaven.
所以在教会里面侍奉神，能够被神纪念。
But if we do it with an unwilling heart, if we do it with complaint, we do it with...feel it's very unfair, then at the end, it may not be remembered. It may be taken away.
但是倘若我们不是甘心乐意的来服侍神，反倒是充满了抱怨，那我们的侍奉也没有办法得着神的喜悦。
So let us not rush into doing many holy works.
因此对于教会的圣工，我们不要太心急的仓促就去做。
We should first desire the word of God.
我们首先，我们应当来渴慕神的话。
Like the deer panteth for water.
如鹿渴慕溪水。
So the church is a very good requirement that the RE teachers, they must at least listen to the word for 3 years. They must be baptized for at least 3 years before they become RE teachers.
因此教会在宗教教育的讲员的规矩上面立下必须要受洗3年之后才能够当教员。
That is because we want to give the teachers some important time for them to cultivate themselves in the Word of God before they engage in this type of holy work.
因为教会希望教员在担任教职之前能够花时间来沉浸，来明白神的道理。
And if sometimes in our service already we feel lack of joy.
然后有的时候我们可能在侍奉当中感觉少了份喜乐。
We feel frustrated.
我们感觉很灰心。
We feel it's unfair.
我们觉得不公平。
How come I'm given more or the more part of the task?
为什么我要做的比别人更多？
At this time, we have to be very careful.
如果我们开始抱怨的话，就要很小心了。
Maybe we have become like Martha.
因为我们可能已经变成了马大。
Maybe we are lacking in the cultivation of the word.
我们可能已经少了那份圣经道理 的那一份的造就。
So we must be cultivated properly with the word of God before we can service.
因此我们在侍奉之前，我们必须要先用神的道理来灵修自己。
Because if we come back to the Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
因为如果我们翻回传道书第五章第一节。
If our service is not credited to us, of course it's very bad, but the worst that could happen is it could actually become evil in the eyes of God.
如果我们的侍奉没有办法得着神的认许， 反倒被神认为是恶事的话，那就更糟糕了。
Let's take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
我们请看传道书五章第一节。
The second part.
的后半段。
Draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭。他们本不知道所做的是恶。
We have already mentioned this sacrifice does not mean just sacrifice of offering our money, but offering our time and services as well.
我们之前提到说，献祭不单只是奉献我们的金钱、时间，甚至侍奉。
When we come to the church of God to serve,
当我们来到神的殿来侍奉神
，this is It's actually a quite serious matter.
这是个非常严肃的事。
Because if we do not serve with a correct mentality,
因为如果我们不是存正确的心智来侍奉神，
our service may not bring us blessing. Instead, it may actually bring us curse.
我们的侍奉不但没有办法为我们带来祝福，反倒会为我们带来咒诅。
It's just like how King Saul he wanted to make offering.
正如同扫罗王他想要献祭。
God instructed him to kill off all the Amalekites.
神之前已经告诉他要将亚玛利人所有的人跟牲畜都要杀尽。
And God granted him victory.
神让他在战争当中得胜。
But he did not listen to God when he came back.
但是他在打仗胜利之后，他却没有听从神的话。
He killed all the weak, the feeble livestock, but he kept the best, the fat ones.
他将瘦弱生病的牲畜都杀光了，但他却留下最肥美的。
And the prophet questioned him, "Why do you disobey God?"
当先知问他说，你为什么要违背神的道理
？And then he replied, "That is because people want to leave the good parts and offer to the Lord."
然后扫罗王却回答说，因为百姓想要留下最好的牲畜来献给神。
What could be wrong? We are offering this to the Lord.
那我们将最好的献给神有错吗？
The most God, if he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it. It's okay.
然后顶多就是神不爱吧。
But in the eyes of God, this is great evil.
但是在神眼中，这样的奉献是恶的。
Because he disobeyed God.
因为这是违背神的命令。
So that's why Samuel said to him, "Since you despise the order or the word of God, God also despises you to become the king."
所以先知撒母耳就对扫罗王说，你既厌弃神，神也厌弃你做王。
So his offering, it did not bring him blessing, but instead it brought him trouble.
所以扫罗王他的准备的献祭不但没有为他带来福气，反而为他带来了咒诅。
So this gives us a very important teaching.
所以这对我们来讲是非常重要的教训。
We come here today to worship the true and living God.
我们今天来到这里来侍奉那又真又活的神。
We have to be careful.
我们必须要小心。
We have to worship Him the way that He would like us to worship Him.
我们必须要按照神所要的方式来敬拜神。
We must cultivate ourselves with the Word of God first.
我们必须首先用神的道理来灵修自己。
Then our service, first of all, it will be filled with joy.
然后我们的侍奉才能够得着喜乐。
And when it's serving filled with joy, then our service will be acceptable to God as well.
当我们能够献上甘心乐意的奉献的时候，也必能够蒙神的悦纳。
Because it's without complaints.
因为是没有抱怨的。
So how do we go out to the house of God with gladness always?
那我们要如何能够时常欢喜快乐的上神的殿呢？
We have to remember to take off our sandals here.
我们必须要记得脱下我们的鞋子。
Not to take off our physical shoes, but the burdens of the world.
不是脱下物质上面的鞋子，而是放下世上的重担。
The business of the world.
世上的思虑。
So we can no longer move about freely according to our will.
所以我们来到会堂的时候，不能按照我们自己的私欲去行事。
We must focus on worshiping God alone.
我们的心思必须专注在敬拜神。
And then we put on the adornment that Christ would like us to put on.
然后我们要穿上神所喜悦的装饰。
With a gentle and quiet spirit.
也就是温柔安静的心。
Which is very pleasing to the eyes of God.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
And lastly, we come here focus on listening to the word of God.
然后最后我们来到会堂要专心的聆听神的道理。
Which is actually what Jesus did when he came up to Jerusalem.
这也就是耶稣他到圣城耶路撒冷的时候他所做的。
Jesus Christ went with his parents to Jerusalem.
耶稣跟他的父母一同到圣殿。
Because God required them that they have to go up to Jerusalem every year at least 3 times to make offering.
因为当时候神的律法规定百姓必须每年一年三次到耶路撒冷献祭。
They went up, they make the offering, and they go home.
然后他们就到耶路撒冷献祭之后就回家。
But Jesus was different.
但耶稣不一样。
Jesus stayed in Jerusalem.
耶稣留在耶路撒冷。
Because he's not just there to make an offering.
因为他不单只是到耶路撒冷献祭。
He is there to listen to the word of God.
他到耶路撒冷去聆听神的道理。
He asks questions and hear by the teacher's side.
他在教师身边一边听一面问。
Because he desires to know the word of God.
因为他渴慕要了解神的道理。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福大家。
Let us sing hymn 126.
126首。